Hi, I'm Jack R. Johnson, and this is Hidden Histories. Given that we are now in March and it's Women's History Month, this final Hidden History on the Civil Rights Struggle is devoted to Angela Davis. Angela Davis is often associated with the Black Panthers and with the Black Power politics of the late 1960s and early 1970s. Like them, she suffered the interest of J. Edgar Hoover's infamous COINTEL program. A Communist Party member, she was denied tenure because of her political beliefs. And on August 18, 1970, Davis became the third woman to appear on the FBI's 10 Most Wanted Fugitives list. She had spent months on the lam for purchasing a shotgun used in the abduction of Judge Harold Haley, who was murdered during a botched effort to free a convict. Davis managed to outrun the police for more than 2 months before being captured in New York City. In 1972, the jury returned a verdict of not guilty, and after she was freed from jail, she fled to Cuba with Black Panther leader Huey Newton and Stokely Carmichael. Davis was famous for tying together the diverse strands of the civil rights movement. She argued persuasively that Martin Luther King was moving toward a broader coalition with labor leaders at the point of his assassination in Memphis. Quote, "I think it's really important to acknowledge that Dr. King, precisely at the moment of his assassination, was reconceptualizing the civil rights movement and moving it toward a coalitional relationship with the trade union movement in this country. I think it's quite significant that he was in Memphis to participate in a demonstration by sanitation workers who had gone out on strike." Angela Davis ran for U.S. Vice President on the Communist Party ticket in 1980. The Rolling Stones even dedicated a song to her long struggle with the U.S. justice system, Sweet Black Angel. This is Jack R. Johnson for Hidden Histories.